Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man who was wrongfully deported to El Salvador and later returned to the U.S., was taken into immigration custody this morning. That's the latest development that happened during a mandatory check-in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Baltimore. Now he's being processed for deportation again. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran has been following the case. So, Sergio, tell us exactly what happened today. How did Abrego Garcia end up detained again by ICE?
Yeah, so this was expected, eh? Last week on Friday, Abrego Garcia was released from federal custody in Tennessee pending a trial on separate criminal charges. Shortly after that, the government said that Abrego Garcia had been served with a notification requiring him to report to the ICE offices in Baltimore today. And that's what he did. Supporters greeted him outside the building this morning. Here's what Abrego Garcia said.
Independientemente lo que pase hoy con ICE, prométenme esto.
He says, no matter what happens today with ICE, promise me you'll keep fighting for my liberty and the liberty of other immigrants.
Okay. Now, you said here, you reported that the Trump administration has said that it intends to deport him to Uganda. Is that still the case?
Yes, yes. The Secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said this morning that he's being processed for deportation to Uganda. ICE told Abrego Garcia on Friday of the government's plans to deport him there. And that's interesting, A, because Ugandan officials said last week that they prefer to receive deportees from other African countries and individuals without criminal records. Now, Abrego Garcia has not been convicted of any crimes, but he has been indicted on two charges related to transporting undocumented migrants across the U.S. He pleaded not guilty. We also know, based on court documents, that the U.S. government made an offer to Abrego Garcia of deporting him to Costa Rica if he pleaded guilty to all the charges and served the imposed sentence. Abrego Garcia's attorneys called the government's moves coercive and vindictive.
All right, so what happens now for Garcia, Abrego Garcia?
Yeah, well, I mean, he has already filed a lawsuit challenging his new detention and the efforts to deport him to Uganda or any other country without due process. That could delay his deportation and put his fate again in the hands of a federal judge.
Really quick, I mean, remind us why this case is so important. It's gotten a lot of attention and why you've been reporting on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's because at the core of Abrego Garcia's case is the question of due process under President Trump's crackdown on undocumented immigrants. Trump has been criticized for how aggressive his efforts have been and how they have led to the arrest of immigrants without a criminal record. That's certainly what happened with Abrego Garcia. He was arrested in March and sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador, despite a 2019 court order barring his deportation to the Central American country because of the, quote, well-founded fear of gang persecution there. The Trump administration conceded that Abrego Garcia's removal was an administrative error and later said it did not have jurisdiction over him, but then it returned him back to the U.S. to face criminal charges.
That's NPR immigration correspondent Sergio Martinez Beltran. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.